And to start the second message, I invite you to turn to Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12. And we are going to begin reading in verse number 37. In this particular section, Jesus Christ is talking about being watching and being spiritually ready. And that's going to lead into a question, answering a question that the Apostle Peter presents to Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 12, beginning in verse number 37. And notice that this verse starts off with this word blessed. Blessed for doing what Christ is going to be talking about. Luke chapter 12 and verse 37. He said, blessed are those servants whom the master, referring to Christ, when he comes, will find watching. Watching being spiritually on guard, in other words. Assuredly I say to you that he will gird himself, have them sit down to eat, and will come and serve them. And if he should come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, watching, being spiritually on guard, blessed are those servants. Verse 39, but know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched, been on guard, not allowed his house to be broken into. Of course, talking about somebody who's being on guard to watch in case the thief would break into the house. It has a spiritual application to be on guard spiritually. Verse 40. Therefore you also be ready. Be ready spiritually speaking, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. And that led the Apostle Peter to think about what Christ had been talking about and present a question to Christ. And we find that question here in verse 41. Then Peter said to him, Lord, do you speak this parable only to us or to all people? So about watching, being spiritually on guard, are you talking to us as disciples or are you talking to all people? And then Christ answers Peter's question with a question. Or he presents a question to Peter's question. Verse 42, And the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his master will make ruler over his household to give them their portion of food in due season? So Christ presents a question to Peter from his question. And he presents it talking about a wise steward, a faithful and wise steward. Now, in the ancient world, a steward was somebody that the master put in charge of his estate, a manager of the state. And that steward had responsibility. And as Christ puts it here in the last part of verse number 42, the responsibility of the faithful and wise steward was to give them, the other servants in the household that he was managing, their portion of food in due season or at the right time. He had responsibility. Blessed, verse 43, is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. So, talking to servants, disciples, when Jesus Christ returns, if he finds them fulfilling the responsibility that they have, they will be blessed. Truly I say to you that he will make him ruler over all he has. So Christ does not answer Peter's question of who he is speaking to, only he calls for faithfulness, a faithful and wise steward. And a faithful and wise steward is one who is ready, spiritually ready. The faithful and wise steward was put in charge of his master's household to make sure the other servants were fed, to attend to other matters of administration in the estate. And he was a servant himself in charge of his master's household. He was a manager. The words here, the key words in verse 42 are faithful and wise. Faithful and wise. He had a responsible position, but he was productive to his master and would be blessed for that. And there's a lesson in this short parable for all of us. God expects us to be faithful stewards. So what is a good and wise steward, spiritually speaking? And how can we be good and faithful stewards? And what does that involve? Well, the title of today's second split sermon is The Value of a Good Steward. The Value of a Good Steward. Today, let's learn what it is to be productive as a steward to God in Christ. Simply put, to be a good steward. Now, when we talk about the value of a good steward, we're talking about being faithful with the responsibility given to a disciple. A disciple who is so doing, fulfilling the responsibility that Jesus Christ gives to each and every one of us. Spiritual responsibility that he gives to us. Notice again the last part of verse 42. Christ says to give them their portion of food in due season. And that was the responsibility of a steward in the ancient world. The steward, the manager of the estate. And for us as disciples, the combination of faithful and wise points to one who is obedient and productive spiritually while Christ is away. We don't know when Jesus Christ is going to return, but we are to be productive spiritually until he does return. It also pictures a person who is faithful in his care for others, because he gives them food in due season. And we can do that by our example, spiritually speaking. Let's continue on reading here in verse number 45. Verse 45, Christ says, truly I say to you that he will make, verse number 45, but if that servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, you know, he puts it off and he doesn't do things that he should be doing, his responsibility, my master is delaying his coming and begins to beat the male and female servants and to eat and drink and be drunk. In other words, irresponsible behavior by the steward, the opposite of what he should be doing. That's what Christ is pointing to here. And for disciples, that can signify us going back to our old way of life, leaving the road, following Jesus Christ and God, and getting off track and being irresponsible in our behavior. Continuing on, verse 46, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, and an hour when he is not aware. It's going to catch him off guard, in other words, and will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. In other words, is going to be judged for his irresponsible behavior. And of course, that's not what we want to be doing as good stewards. Verse 47, continuing on. And that servant who knew his master's will, you know, God had opened his mind to the truth. He had begun to walk in God's way, knew his master's will, and did not prepare himself, spiritually speaking, or do according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. In other words, held accountable for the responsibility, the irresponsible behavior that had been done. Verse 48, but he who did not know, so somebody who God hadn't opened their mind to the truth, God's understanding and God's way of life, but he who did not know, yet committed things deserving of stripes, had made mistakes, in other words, shall be beaten with few, because he really didn't know. He really didn't understand. And then Christ kind of sums it up here in the last part of verse 48. For everyone to whom much is given, much spiritual responsibility, in other words, from him much will be required. Christ requires much out of that person who has that understanding and has been given the responsibility. From him much will be required, and to whom much has been committed, of him they will ask the more. So Christ is talking about being to those who much has been given, much will be required. The steward in the ancient world had responsibility over the master's estate, over the household. And Christ used the example of a steward to show how a disciple should be ready. Because to us as disciples, much has been given. God has given us tremendous knowledge, like we heard in the first split sermon, the knowledge of his plan of salvation and the kingdom of God, and what we heard at the Feast of Tabernacles, the wonderful changes that are going to take place in the kingdom when Christ is ruling. Much has been given to us, but we also have much responsibility. Responsibility to be faithful, to continue to grow in character, grow in the fruits of the Spirit, and going on to conversion. That's how we become ready, in so doing. Good stewards. This word, our English word steward, comes from a Greek word which means manager, caretaker, or overseer. And the New Bible Dictionary makes this comment. The word steward is used to describe the function of the delegated responsibility. Delegated responsibility. And it is used of the Christian's responsibility. Delegated to him by Jesus Christ. All things are Christ's, and Christians are his executors or stewards. We've been given spiritual responsibility, and Christ expects much out of us. For us as disciples, we're talking about spiritual responsibility as managers, as stewards, character growth, and the use of gifts that God has given us. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4. And we're going to read verses 7 through 11. There's a title to this section of Scripture, and the title is Good Managers of God's Gifts. Or we could say Good Stewards of God's Gifts, the gifts that God gives to each and every one of us. 1 Peter chapter 4, beginning in verse number 7. Now, the apostles, unfortunately, and many that walked with Christ, thought the end was going to come in their day and time. They thought that Christ was going to set up the kingdom at that time. And here in the beginning of verse number 7, Peter says, "But the end of all things is at hand." He thought that time was up, that Christ was going to return. And, you know, for us, the end can be at hand at any time. You know, we can have an accident and death can come upon us. And have we been spiritually ready? The end of all things is at hand. And Peter says this, "Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers." Be serious and watchful in your prayers. And, verse 8, "Above all things, have fervent love for one another. For love will cover a multitude of sins." Verse number 9, "Be hospitable to one another without grumbling." Verse number 10, "As each one has received a gift." And that's what Peter's making a point of here, the gifts that we have received. "As each one has received a gift, minister," or another translation is serve, "minister or serve it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." God has given us gifts, tremendous gifts to use and to be spiritually ready. Watchful in our prayers, loving one another, being hospitable to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So we can use the gifts that God gives us to be profitable, to profit for God in Christ. Love, be hospitable, prayers to God in devotion. I like a comment from the Nelson Study Bible regarding verse 10. It says this, "Every believer is gifted to serve. Stewards are managers who will be held accountable for using their gift in the best interest of the one who gave it to them." Stewards are managers to use the gifts that God has given us. And God has given us wonderful gifts, and we are to use them responsibly and to be profitable to God in Christ. Notice here in verse number 10, we see this word gifts. This is talking about spiritual gifts. And Peter says to minister or serve it to one another. So one of the responsibilities of a good steward is to serve with the gifts that have been given to us. And we can ask God to help us to do that in our prayers. Help me to serve better in my life, to be an example to others, to love others, to be hospitable. And we're keeping prayerful thoughts about the brethren and those who are sick and need my prayers. This word minister here, our English word minister, comes from a Greek word diakoneo, D-I-A-K-N-E-O, which is where we get our word deacon, which means a deacon is to serve. And we are to serve with the gifts that God has given us. A good steward is one who serves with those gifts, being prayerful, loving one another, hospitable to one another, responsibilities given to disciples. What Christ said, giving food in due season, using those gifts. Let's go to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. In this particular section, Paul was reflecting upon the calling that each and every one of us have received. Colossians chapter 1, and we'll read verses 24 through 26. Colossians chapter 1, verse number 24, Paul says, "Now I now rejoice in my sufferings," and the Apostle Paul suffered much, many sufferings, the things that he went through as he preached the gospel message. "I rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church, of which," verse 25, "I became a minister according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for you to fulfill the word of God." To fulfill the word of God, preaching that gospel message. And of course, we can do that by our example that we give to other people. This word minister here in verse number 25 comes from the Greek diakonos, which again means to serve. That's what a deacon does. And Paul was a servant ordained by God, preaching the precious truth of the gospel of the kingdom. And there's a connection here between stewardship and fulfill the word of God. And that has meaning for each and every one of us. The stewardship that God has given us, the responsibilities that God has given us, to fulfill the word of God, preaching the gospel message, like we heard in the first sermon just a little bit ago. Continuing on, okay, we read the last part of verse 25. Stewardship from God, which was given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. The mystery, verse 26, which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but has now been revealed to his saints. And God has revealed to us very precious knowledge of his kingdom and his plan of salvation. This word stewardship, and I'm reading in the New King James, in the original King James Version, the word is dispensation. And the Companion Bible says, this is the word of the oikonomos, a steward. In other words, one who is serving to fulfill the word of God, the responsibility delegated to him. And the mystery, when it's revealed, can be understood when God opens our mind, when he flicks that switch and our mind begins to understand his word, his plan of salvation. Revealed to his saints. And one of the ways that we can be a steward of value is to be lights of God's way of life, fulfilling that word and preaching the word, serving in that way. Another way to be a good steward, a valuable steward, is how we handle material possessions. How we handle material possessions. God has blessed us richly, so richly. Most of us have good jobs. We have homes. God has taken care of us. We live in a very blessed country. But God also looks to see how we are going to handle those material possessions. What we do with what we've been given and blessed with. Let's go to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. Christ taught his disciples to be good and faithful stewards of the wealth, the blessings that have been given to us. This is the section on the Sermon on the Mount where Christ was speaking to disciples and only to disciples. And he's speaking to us as disciples in what we're going to read here in Matthew chapter 7, beginning in verse number 19. Whoops, I'm sorry. Matthew 6 in verse number 19. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. Again, to disciples, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. Because treasures can go away in a hurry. When thieves break in, or things that we have where moth and rust can destroy them. Verse 20. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. I'd like to comment from Unger's commentary about this section of Scripture. It says, faithful stewardship and service entails the right use of material wealth. The right use of material wealth by faithful stewards. God promises blessings for those who are faithful to Him. Of course, in our tithes and offerings that we give to Him, to further preach the gospel message, to take care of the brethren, all the things that we do. And we are also blessed when we use the blessings we have received to help others in need. Certainly a right use of our blessings, the material wealth. Let's go to Matthew chapter 19, just a few pages forward. Matthew chapter 19 and verse number 21. Actually, let's pick it up. I'm going to focus on verse number 21, but let's pick it up in verse number 16. Verse number 16 of Matthew 19. Matthew makes this comment in verse 16. Now behold, one came and said to him, good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And Christ went on to tell him about keeping the commandments. Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. And then he said, which ones? And Christ explained in verse number 18 and 19 some of the Ten Commandments here. Verse number 20, then the young man said to him, all these things, the commandments that Christ mentioned, I have kept from my youth. What do I still lack? And Jesus said to him, verse 21, if you want to be perfect, you want to enter into life, go sell what you have, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. And then Matthew's comment in verse 22, when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. He was not willing to part with his wealth and the treasure that he had to help other people. And that's what a good steward does. He does use his wealth, material possessions, to good use. And one of those ways is to be helping those who have need. Certainly a right use of our blessings. A third way that we can be a valuable steward is to be spiritually productive. Spiritually productive. Matthew chapter 24, just a few pages forward. Matthew chapter 24. And we're going to begin reading in verse 42. This is Matthew's account of what we started with in the book of Luke, in Luke chapter 12. Talking about one who's spiritually ready for Christ's return. Matthew chapter 24, beginning in verse 42. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched, been spiritually on guard, and not allowed his house to be broken into. His being spiritually on guard is the point here. Verse 44, therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not expect. And verse 45, who then is a faithful and wise servant or steward, whom his master made ruler over his household to give them in due season? In other words, been given spiritual responsibility. Verse 46, blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Being spiritually productive for God in Christ. Again, growing in character, growing in the fruits of the Spirit, being productive for God in Christ. Assuredly, verse 47, I say to you that he will make him ruler over all his goods. So doing, spiritually ready and spiritually responsible and productive. And that's what Christ's point is here. And that's what we need to be doing as valuable stewards. And we can ask God, help me to be more spiritually productive. Help my life to be that light that shines. Help me to grow in the fruits of the Spirit and to learn these things and to show me from your scriptures so that I can be productive for you. Finally, let's go to Luke chapter 19. We'll sum this up with Christ's teaching on the stewardship of responsibilities. Luke chapter 19, verses 11 through 17. Luke chapter 19, beginning in verse number 11. This is the parable of the 10 minas, which summed up Christ's teaching to the disciples. You know, sometimes we focus on the rewards in this section of Scripture. You know, we're going to receive rewards. We have that focus. But a more important part is to understand the production of the disciples that are mentioned here in this section of Scripture. The faithful service done. Luke chapter 19, beginning in verse number 11. Verse 11, now as they heard these things, he spoke another parable because he was near Jerusalem and because they thought the kingdom of God would appear immediately, thinking that it's going to be here any time now. Verse 12, therefore he said, a certain nobleman, referring to himself, went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And we pray for that kingdom to come in our daily prayers. Verse 13, so he called 10 of his servants or stewards, delivered to them 10 minas, and said to them, do business till I come. Just like a master would have said in the ancient time to the servant, the steward over his estate, do good business over my estate while I'm away. To disciples, be productive, spiritually speaking, while I'm away. Do business, spiritually speaking. Verse 14, but his citizens hated him. Of course, we knew that the Jews wanted to kill him. His citizens hated him, sent a delegation after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And so it was that when he returned, having received the kingdom, he commanded these servants to whom he had given the money, the spiritual responsibility as disciples, to be called to him, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. How spiritually productive had they been? Verse 16. Then came the first, saying, Master, your mina has earned 10 minas. And he said to him, well done, good servant, because you were faithful in very little, have authority over 10 cities. Obviously had been spiritually productive, that servant. The second came, verse 18, Master, your mina has gained 5 minas. Likewise, he said to him, you shall also be over 5 cities. Verse 20, then another came, saying, Master, here is your mina, which I have kept and put away in a handkerchief. In other words, he didn't do anything. There was no spiritual production. For I feared you, verse 21, because you are an austere man. You collect what you do not deposit and reap what you do not sow. And he said to him, verse 22, out of your own mouth I will judge you, wicked servant. You knew that I was an austere man, collecting what I did not deposit and reaping what I did not sow. Why then, verse 23, did you not put my money in the bank, that at my coming I might have collected it with interest? In other words, why didn't you do what you should have been doing? This particular servant was not spiritually productive, and Christ was judging him for that. And that's something that we have to take into account and be spiritually productive and ask God to help us to be that way. It's very, very important as disciples. So the point of the parable is that Christ would be going away to receive a kingdom. And upon returning, he would establish the kingdom. And until the time of the establishment of the kingdom, his disciples were given responsibilities to fulfill. And that's you and I. And upon his return, they would be rewarded for their faithful service, and enemies would be judged. So the final point I want to leave here with you today is we need to be spiritually productive. We've been given spiritual responsibility to serve, to use material possessions properly, to be productive. So let's strive to be good stewards for God and Jesus Christ. And we can ask God to help us by means of His Holy Spirit to do that. And we can be valuable stewards.